is that to run on it later? What is the play?
I think politically it's to get everyone on record so they have to vote on how they feel about these underlying issues. Right now, the only possible, and I think it's a very slim possibility, legislative vehicle is a bipartisan effort to reform the Electoral Count Act. That's a very old law that left pretty vague and fuzzy what the actual role of the vice president was in terms of certifying slates of electors and what Congress can do when they get the slates from the states. Maybe something can come of that. There is a bipartisan group talking. But there are not the votes to either pass the two voting rights bills that Democrats want, one of which is sponsored by Joe Manchin, because they don't have the votes to carve out an exception to the filibuster, the way they have for many other issues, but on this one, they don't have the 50 votes they need.
There you have it. When Mara Liasson says you don't have the votes, when NPRI says you don't have the votes, you don't have the votes. Coming up, we're going to be joined by Eddie Diaz. He is the Libre Initiative Strategic Director for Nevada. We are seeing a dramatic change in voting patterns for Latinos. Time was when they were a given as a Democrat stronghold, but that's not the case anymore. 2020, and even now 2021, the tide is turning, and Latinos are voting with Republicans, and they're re-registering. Yeah, a lot of that going on as well. We'll find out what that all means to the Democrat. The Democrat path to victory has always been with healthy help from Hispanics, from Latinos. That's not the case anymore. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt, and I'm proud to be supported by President Trump in this important race. The choice couldn't be clearer for gun owners. Catherine Cortez Masto and the Democrats want to take away our Second Amendment rights. Masto stood with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to roll back our concealed carry rights, and in 2019 she even sponsored legislation to impose a gun ban. That's why Masto is backed by radical anti-gun groups and was given an F rating by the NRA. As your senator, I'll be a champion for our Second Amendment. I've twice been endorsed by the NRA and most recently the Gun Owners of America. As Attorney General, I stood up for Nevadans' right to bear arms. I expanded our concealed carry rights and sued liberals who tried to take our gun rights away. And when the Democrats tried to pass red flag laws to limit our gun rights, I fought back. Nevadans can count on me to defend our Second Amendment. I'm Adam Laxalt, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate, AdamLaxalt.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden closing out his first year in office with a formal press conference this hour. The president facing reporters in the East Room and the questions about his handling of the pandemic, the economy, and new threats from Russia. The press conference also comes at a low political point for Mr. Biden. At a news conference, number two House Republican Steve Scalise said there's no way to give the president first term a passing grade.
Even if you were grading on a curve, by all objective reporting, he would get an F for failing the American people on all the challenges that we're seeing our country face right now.
His approval ratings are low, inflation at a 40-year high, and his legislative agenda is stalled in Congress. Also at townhall.com, a new study that compares coronavirus protection from prior infection and vaccination concludes getting the shot still the safest way to prevent COVID. The study examined infections in New York and California. They found people who were both vaccinated and had survived a prior bout of COVID-19 had the most protection.
In consumer news, Ford has issued a recall over faulty brake lights.
Ford Motor Company is recalling about 200,000 cars in the U.S. The recall affects some 2014 and 2015 Ford Fusion models, the Lincoln MKZ, and 2015 Mustangs. The cars were sold in southern states from Texas to Virginia and Hawaii in areas with high temperatures and humidity. A rubber brake pedal part can reportedly disintegrate, keeping the lights from turning off and confusing other drivers. And drivers with automatic transmissions can shift out of park gear without having their foot on the brake when the clutch pedal bumpers lose their integrity. Owners can take their vehicles to a dealer for replacement. I'm Jennifer King.
And on Wall Street, it had been a wobbly day of trading, but stocks do finish lower. The Dow off 339 points, the NASDAQ down 166. More at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Alex and Orlando DeCastroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
It's 103. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroverde Law Group. If you're injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, Clark County's COVID-19 test positivity rate shows no signs of slowing down. The county's 14-day rolling rate is now at 37.4%. That's the highest number the county has ever seen, and that means more than one out of every three people getting tested for COVID-19 have been found to be infected. Using the CDC's seven-day average, Clark County's rate is 43.9%. Now, Nevada's test positivity rate also jumped to 34.6%. Well, Las Vegas has earned its first Grammy. The music industry's award show is coming to the MGM Grand Garden Arena on April 3rd. The 64th Annual Grammy Awards had been scheduled at the end of the month at the Crypto.com Arena, formerly known as the Staples Center in Los Angeles, but the Recording Academy postponed it due to COVID-19 issues and protocols in the state of California. And classes resumed today in the Clark County School District after a five-day pause. We'll have more on that next hour.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, those lane restrictions continue on the 515 both directions between Main and Eastern as that bridge reconstruction work continues. Also, the 515 northbound off-ramp to Boulder Highway will close for repairs tonight at 11 p.m. through tomorrow.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local for a Wednesday, a hump day. Don't forget Chuck Muth will join us, the president of Citizen Outreach, coming up at 2:05. Also, the president has begun his news conference. We'll dip in and out of it as we go along. It began with kind of a victory lap the first year, how wonderful it was, and yet nobody believes it, believe it or not. One thing that we saw, in fact, I saw this in a New York Times article, the shift towards Donald Trump by Latino voters, one of the most surprising takeaways of the 2020 presidential election. It is continuing on into 2021. We're seeing polling that shows that. Eddie Diaz is with the Libre Initiative. He's the strategic director for Nevada, and he joins us. Eddie, how you been, my friend?
Hey, Kevin. I've been great. Happy to be back on your show. Thank you for having me here today.
I want to ask you, this shift in the 2020 presidential election, how dramatic was it?
You know, it was huge. You know, we are seeing, especially in the Hispanic and Latino communities, a large turnout when it comes to going out to vote, right? Our community has been looking at the issues, has been looking at the proposals, and, you know, they are a driving force now, and it's crucial for, you know, upcoming election.
What is it that they are hearing? I'm talking about Latino families and voters. What are they hearing from Republican candidates that's making them, well, make the move?
Well, you know, they align, you know, with a lot of the principles that conservatives have. You know, when we talk about, you know, economic forward mobility, you know, the Hispanic community, we look for less taxes and less regulation, right? Because we've seen a growth in Latino owned business, especially here in our city in Las Vegas. You know, we're about limited government, reducing the scope and reach of government that it has in our lives. You know, a lot of us, you know, left countries that had big government, and we know how, you know, how awful it can get, how corrupt, and how there's just no way of having any type of individual rights. We saw it last year with, like, Cubans coming up and stepping up against the regime, right? And unfortunately, you know, Biden, you know, chose to ignore it. They didn't really care for it. And that's why we're seeing, a drop in his rating down to 33%. You know, 65% of Latinos currently disapprove of our current President Biden.
What is it he's not doing? What is it he's not saying directly to Latinos that would resonate? I mean, so many times you see candidates or office holders, and they say things that really resonate with you, regardless of who you are or what you believe. What is it that they need to be hearing from this president that they're not hearing?
Look, Kevin, it 1 year ago today, you know, Biden got into office, and he came in promising what? Taking care of COVID, you know, growth in the economy, restoring unity in our country, and, you know, another issue that's really important to Hispanics, taking care of the crisis currently at the border. And it's not what he says, it's what we see today, right? COVID is still a huge issue. You know, these mandates that he's coming up with, are not really popular among the Hispanic community. We see that the national debt has grown, and we know what that means, right? Higher taxes, more regulation. Bad handling in the economy, where we at, historic inflation rates, highest in 30 years. You know, if we go, you know, to the pump, we see this gas prices skyrocketing, groceries, other necessities, you know, highest in 11 years. We see a high unemployment rate. So that's what they're seeing. That's what they're turning away from, you know, the current hold that Democrats enjoyed for many years on the Latino community. And since 2017, Latinos have shifted dramatically and kind of been looking more at conservative policies and, you know, leaning towards the Republican Party.
I want to ask you to put your political pundit hat on, if you can. And again, joining us, Eddie Diaz, strategic director for Nevada for Libre Initiative. What is it that this president needs to do? If today's news conference, 1 year into his presidency, is the pushing the reset button, what should that look like? What is it he should be saying to Latino voters, Latino families?
Well, he should be, first of all, listening to the issues that Latinos care about, right? We're not just a one-issue, you know, group. It's not just only immigration, which immigration is a huge issue, right? But we also care about the economy, you know, creating jobs. You know, like I said earlier, economic forward mobility by reducing taxes, reducing regulation. Another hot topic, education, right? Parents, you know, with coming from this pandemic, they see how, you know, our education system, you know, is failing. You know, it's not adapting to our times and necessity. It's not adapting to the individualism of the students. So families, you know, we want to see proposals like educational savings accounts. When it comes to healthcare, you know, we want a more personal option instead of a public option where, you know, one size fits all. We want to see doctor of our choice. We want more options and more transparency in our healthcare. And moving forward to the issue of immigration, you know, right now, currently, Latinos are disappointed to see that, you know, there hasn't been any support for Dreamers, even though 80% of the country, you know, agrees there should be a solution for Dreamers. He has totally ignored the Bipartisan Border Solutions Act that has been proposed by a senator, a Republican senator from Texas, Cornyn, and Senator Sinema, Democrat from Arizona. So we're seeing all these failures in the current administration, and we don't see the solutions that we are looking forward to being discussed.
You know, one thing that people do oftentimes in politics is they end up bashing the other guy. Ah, the other guy sucks. But they never tell you what they're going to do. Are you hearing the right messaging, the right branding from Republicans? It's one thing to say, yeah, Biden sucks, and the Democrats in Congress suck, and they're awful. But it's another thing to say, what am I going to do to make your life and your family's life better? Are you hearing the right things from Republicans right now, or do they need to adjust their message?
You know, I think the Republicans have a great opportunity. Just recently, you know, a Wall Street Journal, you know, just showed how, like, the Hispanic vote is just really tight, you know, neck and neck with Democrats, right? So now, Latinos, we're looking for solutions. We understand that that policies are the ones that, you know, are actually going to, you know, help us, you know, well, good policies, the ones that are going to help us remove barriers so people can achieve their maximum potential. So, you know, we're looking for the solution. We're looking at candidates. We're seeing what they have to say. And if they align with the necessities and the solutions that Hispanics are for, you know, they can achieve the Latino vote.
I want to ask you, because the New York Times article quoted Daniel Garza, a guy that's been on this program many times, the president of Libre Initiative, believing that Republican agenda gives his party the upper hand with Latinos. In fact, he scoffed at the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, the DCCC, announcement last November that it planned to win back Latinos and other voters of color by spending a lot of money, $30 million. Is it throwing money at the problem that's going to solve the problem for the Democrats?
No, just like, you know, throwing money into, like, the infrastructure bill and the Build Back Better that they're trying to propose right now, that is not the solution. We got to sit down. We have to have these conversations, right? And understand that Hispanics, they're the second largest voting bloc by ethnicity. And they are a driving force, and they're going to be crucial for, like, the upcoming elections, like I mentioned, and prior. So it's about sitting down and having this conversation and actually coming up with solutions. That's what Latinos are looking forward to.
Again, Eddie Diaz joining us, the Libre Initiative, Strategic Director for Nevada. What do you make of what's going on in Congress today, what's going on in the Senate? They're going to be voting on the filibuster and voting rights. What do you make of this, and is this a productive way to run Congress? I mean, it doesn't seem to me. There's so many other problems that we have. We're not addressing the problems. We're addressing the process.
Correct. Those are just huge mistakes that they're doing. Talking about the filibuster, you know, it's been in our institution, the Senate, for years now, and you know, it allows for minorities to have a voice at the table. You know, being Latino, you know, we've worked hard to, you know, actually have, you know, be part of the conversation, right? And removing the filibuster, to just pass, you know, one-sided, you know, one political side agenda is just horrible. It's not the right way to go. You know, we're tired of all this division of one-sided politics. We need to come to consensus. We need to sit down and reach across the aisle to find real solutions, right? That's what we're looking for. And stop this rhetoric of, like, defund the police, right? Because, you know, we've seen cities have done that and how crime rate just skyrocketed.
I want to ask you, because when I was driving around this morning going to McDonald's getting my breakfast, I saw the school buses out. That means the kids are back after a five-day, quote, pause. I'm curious what you think. I mean, we got like 300,000 kids, 40,000 teachers, and we're not doing a very good job of it, and that impacts the Latino community especially. Can you talk a little bit about education and what we need to be doing in our state, in our local community, relative to education? And because this is an issue that's going to resonate with as you've already said, with Hispanic voters.
I totally agree. You know, education is one of those hot issues, like I mentioned. And, you know, we need to support, you know, educational savings accounts, create more options and more choices for families to choose a school that best suits the needs of their child. We need to understand that, you know, each child is different. You know, they have different talents. They have different ways of learning. So if we start creating more opportunities for those families to access a better education, you know, it not only benefits the family, it benefits the community as a whole. So that's one of the issues, promoting choice. ESA is a great start. You know, we were really close to getting it here in the state of Nevada with the previous governor. You know, unfortunately, it didn't go our way. We did get the opportunity scholarship, which has helped, you know, thousands of families, but it's still not enough. And with the Libre Initiative, that's one of the issues that we're going to be taking moving forward, especially this year, just trying to inform parents of, you know, how well, you know, educational savings accounts or more choices like we see in the state of Florida can benefit our families today.
I want to give you the opportunity to get help from our listeners. What is it you need at the Libre Initiative? How can people get involved? Can they volunteer? What is it that you need from our listeners?
Correct. You know, just, you know, take a look at our website, thelibreinitiative.com, so you know a little bit about our issues and what we're trying to achieve. And you could definitely get involved. We have an action center. We got petitions that go directly to your legislators. We got some petitions to get more information on issues like educational opportunities. And, you know, just get involved. We're going to have a lot of workshops throughout the year to, you know, bring awareness on these hot topic issues that we all care about. And we're just excited to get forward, moving forward this year. Just last week, going back to the filibuster, we had a rally with over 60 people who attended, and we did it in less than 48 hours, Kevin, and we had 60 people out there, you know, trying to save the filibuster outside Senator Cortez Masto's office. So Hispanics are excited. You know, look, LibreInitiative.com to see how you can get involved.
Very good. Eddie, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much for all that you folks do at the Libre Initiative, and I know we'll be talking with you again soon. Thanks so much, man.
Looking forward to it, Kevin. Have a great one.
He's the Strategic Director for Nevada at the Libre Initiative. He is Eddie Diaz joining us. We'll have him back on the show because I always learn something when he's on. Coming up, top of the hour, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. So much going on relative to politics, and he's usually right smack dab in the middle of it. We'll talk with him and a whole lot more. We'll also take you to the presidential news conference, let you hear a little bit of that coming up in just a couple minutes on AM 670 KMZQ.
revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Oh, it's doing great. I've been on it now for about three and a half years. I've lost 67 pounds. And I feel better than I did at age 40. The only thing I'm just getting older. That's the only thing that doesn't stop. Other than that, I feel good.
Listen, we're all getting older, but that doesn't mean you have to feel your age. Are you ready to turn back the clock? It's 2022, and there's never been a better time to start looking and feeling young again. Introducing Andro400.com. Andro400.com has proven solutions to melt belly fat, increase mood and memory, increase energy, and bring that spark back to your love life. Visit Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435 to see which product is right for you. Try the safe and natural way to start feeling and looking your best. And there's nothing to lose with an industry-leading 90-day money-back guarantee. Visit Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Wayne Allen Root here from Mastroianni's, the best Italian restaurant in Vegas. I have lunch or dinner at Mastroianni's at least twice a week. It's my home away from home. I bring all my New York buddies here. It's the best Italian food I've ever eaten in my life. Better than my favorite Italian restaurants in New York. Mastroianni's has been family owned and operated by my buddy, Pete Mastroianni, and his sons for over 25 years. And the food, oh my gosh, bellissimo! Mastroianni's features live action cooking, the freshest, finest quality seafood selections, salmon, sea bass, halibut, scallops, clams, steaks to die for, and homemade desserts. During this tough time, they're open, adhering to all health guidelines, and offer takeout, curbside pickup, and delivery. They feed the who's who of Las Vegas. 25 years as the Italian food star of Vegas. Mention you're a fan of war and get a free homemade dessert to die for. Mastroianni's is at South Hualapai Way near DI. Call for reservations 702-367-7511. 702-367-7511. Mastroianni's is bellissimo!
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
President Joe Biden is about 25 minutes into his rare press conference. He doesn't have a lot of them, but he has one today on the one-year anniversary of taking office, and this will be This will be interesting to see how he pivots now that it looks like his voting rights bills are going to go down to defeat, then the filibuster is going to go down to defeat. Let's take you to the White House and the President of the United States fielding questions from reporters at the White House.
Be fairly conducted and its results will be legitimate.
Well, it all depends on whether or not we're able to make the case to the American people that some of this is being set up to try to alter the outcome of the election. And it's one thing, look, maybe I'm just being too much of an optimist.